Thank you. Yeah. Savjetujemo da se zaokupiš predanim služenjem Krišne, sinu Vasudeva. Verb 1. There are three kinds of transcendentalists trying to overcome the influence of the lowest material nature, the jnanis, yogis, and bhaktas. All of them attempt to overcome the influence of the senses, which is compared to the incessant waves of a river. The waves of a river flow incessantly, and it is very difficult to stop them. Similarly, the waves of desire for material enjoyment are so strong that they cannot be stopped by any process other than bhakti yoga. The bhaktas, by their transcendental devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord, become so overwhelmed with transcendental bliss that automatically their desires for material enjoyment stop. The jnanis and yogis, who are not attached to the lotus feet of the Lord, simply struggle against the waves of desire. They are described in this verse as rikta mataya, which means devoid of devotional service. In other words, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to be free from the desires of material activities, actually become more and more entangled in false philosophical speculation or strenuous attempts to stop the activities of the senses. As previously stated, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojitaha Jana Yatai Shubhaira Nyam Yanam Chadhara Haizutam.
Postoje tri vrste transcendentalista koji pokušavaju nadići utjecaj guna materijalne prirode. Jani, jogi i bhakti. Svi oni pokušavaju nadići utjecaj osjetila koji se uspoređuje sa neprekidnim valovima rijeke. Valovi rijeke neprestano teku i jako ih je teško zaustaviti. Slično tome, valovi želja za materijalno uživanje su toliko snažni da se ne mogu zaustaviti nijednom procesom osim bhakti yoga. Bhakte, zahvaljujući svom transcendentalnom predelu služenju gospodinu Glodosovih stopala, postoje toliko preplavljeni transcendentalnim blaženstvom da samim tim njihove želje za materijalno uživanje više zavaju. Jani i jogi koji nisu pruženi gospodinu Glodosovim stopalima jednostavno se bore sa valovim željama. Oni su opisani na ovom stihu kao rikta mata ja, što znači lišeni predelu služenju. Drugim riječima, mada pokušavaju osloboditi želje za materijalnim djelatnostima, jnani i jogi se u stvari sve više i više zapuću u lažnu filozofsku spekulaciju i napravne pokuše da zaustave djelatnost osjetila kao što je prethodno rečeno.
Here also the same point is stressed. Bhaja Vasudeva indicates that one who is engaged in the loving service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, can very easily stop the ways of desires. As long as one continues to try to artificially stop the waves of desires, he will certainly be defeated. This is indicated in this verse. Desires for good activities are strongly rooted, but the tree of desire can be uprooted completely by devotional service, because devotional service employs superior desire. One can give up inferior desires, one engages in superior desires. Try to stop desires is impossible. One has to desire the Supreme in order not to be entangled in inferior desires. Jnanis maintain a desire to become one with the Supreme, but such desire is also considered to become lust. Similarly, the yogi's desire is for power, and that is also calm. And the bhakti is not being desirous of any sort of material enjoyment, become purified. There is no artificial attempt to stop desire. Desire becomes the source of spiritual enjoyment under the protection of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord. It is stated here by the Kumaras that the lotus feet of Lord Krishna are the ultimate reservoir of all pleasure. One should therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord instead of trying unsuccessfully to stop desires from material enjoyment. As long as one is unable to stop the desire for material enjoyment, there is no possibility of becoming liberated from the entanglement of material existence. It may be argued that the waves of a river are incessantly flowing, but they cannot be stopped. The waves of the river flow toward the sea. When the tide comes over the river, it overwhelms the flowing of the river, and the river itself becomes overflooded. And the waves in the sea become more prominent and the waves from the river. Similarly, devotees with intelligence plan so many things for the service of the Lord and Krishna consciousness that stagnant material desires become overflooded by desire to serve the Lord. As confirmed by Yamunacharya, since he has been engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, there is always a current of newer and newer desires flowing to serve the Lord, so much so that the stagnant desire of sex life becomes very insignificant. Yamunacharya even says that he spits on such desires. Bhagavad Gita 2.59 also confirms the conclusion is that by developing loving desire for the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, we subdue all material desires for sense gratification.
Ovdje se također naglašava ista stvar. Bađa Vasudevom ukazuje da onaj ko se sa ljubavlju, koja se sa ljubavlju zaokupne služenju Krišne, sina Vasudeva, može lako zaustaviti valove želja. Sve dok osoba pokušava na ovaj način zaustaviti valove želja, sigurno će biti neuspješna. Na to je ukazano u ovom stihu. Želje za plodonosnim djelatnostima su duboko ukorijenjene, ali predanim služenjem drveća želja se može u potpunosti iskorijeniti, jer predano služenje pobuđuje višu želju. Osoba može napustiti niže želje kad se zaokupi višim željima. Nemoguće je pokušavati zaustaviti želje. Da se ne bi zapalili niže želje, moramo želiti svječnije. Djani podržavaju želju da se sjedine sa svečnim, ali takva želja se također smatra kama, požudom. Slično tome, jogi žele mistične moći i to je također kama. A bhakte, budući da ne žele nikakvo materijalno uživanje, postoje pročišćenje. Nema umjetnog pokušaja da se želje zaustave. Želje postaje izvor duhovnog uživanja pod zaštitom stopala gospodina. Ovdje Kumara izjavljuju da su lotusova stopala gospodina Krišne krajnja riznica sveh zadovoljstva. Osoba zato treba uzeti utočište gospodina lotusovih stopala, umjesto da neuspješno pokušava zaustaviti želje za materijalno uživanje. Sve dok nije sposobno zaustaviti želje za materijalno uživanje, ne može se osloboditi od zapletenosti materijalnog postojanja. Neko može primijetiti da valove rijeke neprestano teku, da se ne mogu zaustaviti. Ali valove rijeke teku prema moru. Kada nadođe klima, rijeka biva preplavljena, a valova mora postoje veći od valova rijeke. Slično tome, bhakta svojim inteligencijom planira toliko mnogo stvari za služenje gospodinom svjesnosti Krišne, da je ustajala materne želje bivaju preplavljene željom za služenje gospodina. Kao što je potvrdio Yamuna Acharya, odliko je za ukupnim služenim gospodinom plodu svoje stopala, struja novih i novih želja uvijek teče prema služenju gospodina. U tolikoj mjeri, da ustala želja za seksom postaje bezličena. Yamuna Acharya čak kaže da pljuje na takve žene. Bhagavad Gita 2.59 također potvrđuje Param Drishta Nivarta Te. Zaključak je da razvijenim želje za služenje gospodinih lotusovih stopala s ljubavom možemo savladati sve materne žele za ostalo uživanje.
Yatara pankaja palasa vilasya bhaktya Tavashayam graitam utvartayam dishan sanda Tavanaritam adiyodate obhiruda Shudhokanas tamarinam bhadavasudevam. The devotees were always engaged in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord and very easily overcome hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the gyanis and yogis, though trying to stop the ways of sense gratification, cannot do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva.
Bhakte, koji su uvijek zaokupljeni služenjem palaca gospodinih lotusovih stopala, mogu lako nadići želje za podanostnim djelatnostima koje su poput čvrstog čvora. Budući da je, vrlo teško, a bhakte, gyani i yogi, mada pokušavaju zaustaviti valo ostalog uživanja, ne mogu to učiniti. Zato ti savjetujemo da se zaokupiš predanim služenjem Krišne, sina Vasudeva.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Vidaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kanavane Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Prachane Nirvishesha Srimavati Paschadya Jaisvatana. Nice to see so many devotees.
Jer to vidi toliko puno bhakta.
Not only so many devotees, but so many deities.
Ne samo toliko puno bhakta, nego toliko puno božanstva.
Every day that the number of devotees increases, so do the deities.
Svaki dan kako se povećava broj bhakta, povećava se broj božanstva.
It's interesting to see how many types of ecstasy warning type can exist. The only person who can be so ecstatic in so many different ways all at one time. So here, well, yesterday, Tendamali Maharaj suggested I choose the verse, Janmai Kunadi Griha Medi Sukham Hitu Sham.
No,
of course I'm three or three,
Baba
Nathan. Oh, okay. Either one. So by Krishna's arrangement, we got a similar verse in the fourth canto. But here it mentions that we should become ecstatic. Generally, the devotees, we don't know we're supposed to be ecstatic. We think we're supposed to fight against our mind. Just like chanting 16 rounds. Sometimes the devotees think it's like a boxing match. They have boxing here in Croatia. 16 rounds with the holy name. So the first round, ding. We go out there with the DJ. And the first round, the mode of ignorance knocks us out. Hare Krishna. Knocked out in the first round. Round two. And if we make it to the second round, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And we get passion in the second round. Hare Krishna. And we forget about the holy name. So there are many different types of japa we can. But here it says that we should chant happily. Sometimes we think we're supposed to follow the mind wherever the mind goes. Or we're supposed to draw the mind back to the time, like in yoga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, and then Ram, 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 Ram. So we think it's a big battle. My mind's going here, and my feedback's going here, and my rounds are going there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So this kind of fight against the mind is not recommended. Instead, we have to get a higher taste. And the process of yoga, Krishna said, Shinaya Shinaru Paramed, Pudya Dhritya Grihidaya, Atma Samstamana Kritva, Na Kinshit Api Chintaya. Gradually, step by step, with full conviction.
Krishna kaže u procesu yoga, postupno, korak po korak, sa punim poverenjem.
One can control the mind by intelligence, sustained with conviction.
Osoba može kontrolirati um inteligencijom koja je
And thus the mind should be fixed on the self alone and should think of nothing else.
I tako um treba biti fokusiran samo na jasno i ne treba misliti ni na što drugo.
Yato yato nishati nakanchlam astira tatastato niyamayaka atmaneva vishamaya. Wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering unsteady nature,
one should
withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
This is a
very difficult process.
Because
it says that there that our desires are just like waves.
If you're
in a river of very strong waves, it is very difficult to swim against the waves. After trying to swim against the waves, after some time we get tired. And then we just flow with waves. Wherever the waves go. So that's not very good.
I
have to fight against the waves. Or eventually give up and just go with the flow.
Especially
in Kali Yuga, the flow is going towards hell. You start passing by a few Yamadutas, 10 kilometers to Naraka Loka. 10 kilometers from Naraka Loka.
10 kilometers from Naraka Loka.
That will not be very good.
That will surely be not good.
Instead, if we learn how to chant with the holy name, if we actually have faith that Krishna and his name are non-different, then what does it matter where our mind is going? Our mind is obviously going to go to so many different crazy places. Due to our past, we've been in so many crazy situations. We've acted so many lifetimes in the bodily concept of life. And even in this lifetime, we're still the Bali concept of life to some degree. So what does it matter what our mind is going to think about? Obviously, it's going to think about something material. When I was a new devotee, which is not that long ago, eternal time, but somehow or another, when I joined the movement, I had the ability to remember things. The first day we got the first Bhagavad Gita, a little blue Bhagavad Gita. So in 2 days I read the Bhagavad Gita, and I had a lot of it memorized. So I thought, oh, this is very nice. Because if I chant japa, well, I'll have something to think about. And then we got the Krishna book around 1970. So I thought, this is even better. When I chant japa, I can just think of Krishna's pastimes.
Мантрам размишлять о Кришне не забыл.
So I thought, well, I'm really advanced. I always thought I was really advanced. Luckily, Prabhupada didn't think I was so advanced. So I used to write Prabhupada letters and he'd give me the answers, and then I'd find out I wasn't as advanced as I thought I was. One time I wrote to Srila Prabhupada, I said, how does Baba turn into Prema? Because I had moved into the temple a month ago, and I thought, well, it's taking me a month to get to Baba, I wonder how long it's taking me to get to Prema.
Budući da sam došao u hram prije mjesec dana, sad bi možda zanimljiva tema kako bi iz bave doći do Brena.
So Prabhupada's answer to me was, don't worry about it. If we have our book coming out called The Nectar of Devotion, and it'll explain all about that. There is no need for you to concern yourself over such vast topics at the present time. And one time I wrote to Srila Prabhupada, I said, but I'm chanting japa, Srila Prabhupada, could I think of Krishna's pastimes? Because I used to ask the different devotees. Because at that time I was living in a temple, there was only three of us. There wasn't a whole lot of devotees to ask. There is Vishnudan Maharaj, his servant, and Srinath and myself. So I asked Vishnudan Maharaj, do you think it's alright if I think of Krishna's pastimes when I'm chanting? That he said, yeah, that's better than thinking of other things. Well, that's all right. Then I wrote to Srila Prabhupada, he said, no. He said, don't think of Krishna's pastimes. He said, just chant and listen. And if Krishna's pastimes come spontaneously, that's very nice. Not that we're trying to artificially remember them. In other words, our real concentration while we're chanting should be that we're chanting very nicely. In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's a discussion between the residents of Janaloka, who the Kumaras, not the Kumaras, yes, the Kumaras actually. And the different sages who are on that planet, the rishis that are appearing in the 11th canto, whether Shravanam is superior to Kirtanam. Or the relationship with Dhyana or Smarana. And our acharyas, although we can find, for instance, Shravanam is the basic principle. Because without Shravanam, we can't learn about Kirtanam or Smarana.
Bez šalom ili slušanja ne možemo naučiti o kirtanom i smaranom, odnosno o slavljenju i sjećanju.
So, šalom has a lot to do with paying attention.
Tako da šalom ima jako puno sa pažnjom.
So we have to first learn to pay attention.
Stoji pravo prvo naučiti biti pažljivi.
To the actual knowledge.
Pažljivi u opsorbiranju znanja.
And what is that knowledge? We should pay attention how to do kirtana. If we learn how to do kirtanam, then automatically our shravanam and our smaranam will increase. No one wants to simply remain trying to hear, trying to hear, trying to hear. Or we learn how to hear, or by hearing we learn how to chant. And by learning how to chant, then we learn how to automatically remembrance will be there. But if we skip Shravanam and we skip Kirtanam, and we jump to the Smaranam, we won't be very successful. Just Just like there is a famous example of someone who skipped into Smarna. Does anyone know the famous example in our Krishna book of someone who just skipped into Smarna? Vishnu Smarna. No, Prahlad Maharaj didn't skip to Smarana. He was glorifying Krishna in his classroom. He was engaged in kirtan. But there's one very famous person. Kamsa, yes. There's no record of Kamsa studying the Bhagavatam. Or the Bhagavad Gita. Nor was he engaged in kirtan. I don't want to be chanted even one round of japa in his life. And yet he was engaged constantly in Vishnu Smarana. So that was not very productive. He was so much absorbed in Smarana that one time his two wives, I forget their names,
Kuti and Prashuti,
they came to see him. And as soon as he saw them, immediately he saw Krishna and Balaram. And he took out his sword.
He
said, Krishna and Balaram, you're dead.
He said, Krishna and Balaram, you're dead.
He said, wait, Kams. We're not Krishna and Balaram, we're your wives. You're having a difficult time right now. Calm down. Did you take your medicine? What's that? Yes. In any case, he was advanced in Smarana. But without the proper kirtan and hearing
shravanam,
it's very superficial. Although Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, the art of Krishna consciousness is the art of paying attention. The art of Krishna consciousness is the art of giving one's attention. Paying one's attention, then giving one's love to Krishna. Oh, I'm sorry. Focusing one's attention and then giving one's love to
Krishna.
So we focus our attention in hearing the proper instructions. How to give our love to Krishna. Through the process of kirtan, then automatically we'll come to the platform of Smarana with love for Krishna. So this is explained in this verse and practically in all the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita. The stage is set. That stage we should always be setting before we do any activity. Actually, we're all actors. And this world is a dramatic performance. There is one famous author who said that. But I'm sure he got it from the Bhagavatam. He said the whole world's a stage and everyone is an actor. So we have our entrances and our exits. So Krishna also says that. That we're all instruments. And it's all a great stage and dramatic performance. Either or play, and in Krishna book it says the same thing.
Isto kaže u Krishna za sve zadovoljstvo.
That the whole world is full of Krishna singing.
Da cijeli svijet je pjevao Krishna.
And everyone's understanding in a different way.
I svako ga svače na različki način.
That everyone is dancing with Krishna.
I svi plešu s Krishnom.
Those who are dancing, trying to imitate Krishna, they're dancing with his Maya.
Oni koji plešu i pokušavaju oponašati Krishnu, oni plešu sa Mayom.
And those who are dancing in the service to Krishna as his instrument, they're dancing in the rasa dance.
A oni koji plešu kao službu za Krishnu kao njegove instrumente, oni plešu u rasa plesu.
So shravanam means to learn how to dance with Krishna.
Shravanam znači naučiti kako plesati s Krishnom.
And kirtan means to dance with Krishna.
A kirtan znači plesati s Krishnom.
And the Harinam Sankirtan. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing with the Panchatattva, which includes his devotees. That's also the rasa dance.
Gdje Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pleše sa Panchatattvom i svojim bhaktama, to je također rasa ples.
And our, the center of our rasa dance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya. It is Radhanam Krishna.
I centar našeg plesa je Sri Krishna Chaitanya, učenje Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahyanya. On je Radha Krishna.
But in the most merciful form,
ali u najmilostivijem obliku,
even the goddess of fortune tried to enter into the rasa dance.
Čak i božica sreće pokušala ući u rasa ples.
But they wouldn't let her in.
Ali ne dozvoljavaju ulaz.
Because she didn't have the proper mood and the proper spiritual body.
Jer nije imala pravo raspoloženje i pravo duhovno tijelo.
What to speak of us?
A šta li govorimo o nama?
Could you imagine trying to get into the rasa dance where they're in Vrindavan?
Zamislite da pokušate ući u rasa ples u Vrindavan.
We're just about to try to break into the dance.
Upravo smo pokušali upast u ples.
And we see the goddess of fortune walking with her head down. Couldn't get in, couldn't get in.
I onda vidimo možda sreće na odlasku i kaže pa nisam uspjela učiti.
So what to speak of us?
A šta da kažemo nama?
Lord Shiva, well, he'd give us a hard time.
Gospodin Shiva, njemu isto bilo teško.
So how do you get into the rasa dance?
Kako ući u rasa ples?
Well, the rasa dance has come to us.
Rasa ples dolazi k nama.
By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, what can be more merciful?
Kroz Sankta Pokha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, što može biti milostivije?
Therefore, as Rupa Goswami said, Mahavidanaya, he is the most merciful of all the incarnations.
Zato što Rupa Goswami kaže da je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu najmilostiviji od svih inkarnacija.
But we have to take advantage of it.
Ali trebamo uzeti dobro.
And part of that is just faith that we can very easily, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, get Krishna's association.
Dio toga je i vjera da milošću gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu možemo dobiti njegovu društvo.
By engaging this Sankirtan movement.
Uključujući se u Sankirtan pokret.
Therefore our movement emphasizes Kirtan.
Zato naš pokret naglašava Kirtan.
So to chant nicely. No matter where the mind's going, don't worry about the mind. Just chant nicely.
Zato trebamo finu mantru bez obzira gdje nam umno leti.
Don't listen to the mind. Listen to how we're chanting.
Nemojte slušati um, nego kako mantra.
And don't become discouraged if we're not chanting so nicely.
I nemojte postati obeshrabreni ako mi mantra tako fino.
You know, our, sometimes our attitude is, oh, say we're it's late at night, it's 9 o'clock at night and 8 rounds left.
Recimo, ponekad smo obeshrabreni i onda 9 sati na večer još imamo 8 krugova.
And we look at our counter views.
And the boy loved naš brojač krugo.
We think, I hate you. You're torturing me.
Mučiš me.
I was all right before I done this movement.
Ja sam dobro prijelio što sam se pridružio ovom pokretu.
All right. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, all right. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So obviously we don't have the right attitude. Or our attitude could be improved. So we have to hear how we're chanting. At least that much. Otherwise we'll go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama, Snake, Snake, Rama, Diddy, Diddy,
something valid, at least we should have a piece of paper.
Ako ima nešto što stvarno važno od vera, ima papir i polog od zapišnja.
Turn off the gas in the temple after you check your
rabbis.
Something has to be there so that we think that a really boy that comes to our mind, we have a doubt. Otherwise, we'll worry about forgetting it. And things that are unnecessary, if they're really necessary, we'll probably remember it later. Then we have to realize that we have to chant with attention. But the only way of really chanting with real attention is to chant to increase the quality. Even if it seems artificial at first.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. We're trying to chant in the mood of separation. We are, in one sense, not separated from Krishna. But Maya has separated our consciousness from
Krishna.
Therefore, we call out to Srimati Radharani Krishna. They'll certainly reciprocate with us. Now the question is what we're calling for. If we're calling for, well, we'll keep skipping that. Anyhow, we're going to have to end that. We'll make it short. If we're calling, dear Krishna, give me a house, give me a wife, give me a color TV. Om Jai Jagadisha Hari. I've discovered the holy name. Think of a couple to our holy town. Desire tree. It's like a Latin's lamp. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna tears, yes. House, wife, color TV, home by the sea.
Kucha, žena, televizor u boji, kuća kraj mora.
I can wait for my birthday, it's alright. Well, what do we really want?
Ne, što stvari želimo?
Love.
Ljubav.
And what is it? So we have to chant happily.
I zato trebamo sretni mantra.
Love begins with happiness.
Ljubav počne sa srećom.
Brahma, Buddha, Prasanatma, Nishoshiti, Nakamshiti. Not hankering, not lamenting.
Nema jadiko, ne žudni.
If we're doing business with someone, we can't love them. If we're doing business with someone, it's not love. If we want Krishna to take our problems away, whether it's be our ill health, our debts, our enemies, and so on. My dear Krishna, I'm a pure devotee. I am serving you so nicely. This devotee offended me. I'm deeply hurt. You know what to do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My dear Lord, I have this pain. I'm such a nice devotee. All right, I'm patient. But you're God. I expect more from you. So many different types of consciousness. I need money. You're the goddess of fortune. You're the husband of the goddess of
fortune.
Can you speak to your wife?
Oh.
so many different types of consciousness.
Može biti mnogo različitih vrsta svjesnosti.
But we have to give these things up.
Ali trebamo napustiti.
And said, happily chant. Then Prabhupada said, when we're chanting, we're just listening happily. Then we should try to feel Krishna's presence. And if we're actually nicely chanting to Krishna and Srimati Radharani, then we will feel that Krishna will give us the intelligence how to feel their presence.
I ako lijepo mantramo Krišni Šimati Radharani, onda će nam Krišna dati inteligenciju kako da osjećamo njihovo prisustvo.
And then spontaneously remembrance of Krishna will come.
I onda će spontano doći sjećanje Krišna.
Spontaneously remember Prabhupada and his followers.
Spontano ćemo se sjetiti Šila Prabhupada i njegovih sljedeća.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his instructions and feeling separation.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i njegove instrukcije u osjećanju odvojenosti.
And Radha and Krishna and that their associates in Vrindavan. Then the chanting will be very nice. Then we'll like chanting. So this takes practice. Vichav Nivartante Niharasidenam Rasavargam Rasopyasyam Prandrishva Nivartate. And then all these other thoughts will not will seem tuchava, insignificant.
So ostale misli će postati tuchava, beznačajne.
For it said, Yadavidi Mamacheta Krishna Padara Vinde Nava Nava Rasa Daman Yujitam Usi Yadavidi Vatanari Sandame Smari Mane Bhavati Mukha Shusti Vistivanamcha Vikara Ishusti Nisthivanamcha. Then we won't have to go around spitting. That will actually find the holy name is actually bring us into association with Srimati Radharani and Krishna and their associates. And then we'll be able to see how everyone and everything is related to Krishna. And especially the devotees, how they're dear to
Krishna.
Then gravity we won't be angry at the devotees. We won't try to exploit the devotees. We won't be, what do I care about you, indifferent to the devotees. Then we can actually act as mature devotees. Krishna Itya Sigiritam Manasedriyeta. And who's ever chanting the holy name, we respect them within the mind. Krishna Itya Sigiritam Manasedriyeta. Dikshasti Chat Praniti Vishavajantam Isham. And those who are sincerely engaged in spreading the Sankirtan movement and worshipping Krishna in the form of the deity.
I one koji ozbiljno šire sankirtan pokret i obožavaju božanstva,
then we'll give up our false ego and try to cooperate with them in their service.
Napustit ćemo naš lažni ego i pokušat ćemo sređivati sa njim u službi.
And to Shushaya Chavajnam Ananya Anya, and to those who are more advanced than us in chanting the holy name.
A što se tiče onih koji su napredni od nas u pjevanju svetog imena,
we'll learn from them how to chant better. And that way become more engaged in spreading Krishna's Sankirtan movement and chanting with more love and attention. Both of them are kirtan. And both of them will bring us to the goal of Krishna consciousness. So, thank you. Mahalo. I think it's time for the shadows, so we won't have any questions.